It's all right. It's been a while.
Hey, everyone.
To be honest.
Yeah.
We're joined by a guest.
Hello.
Colin is with us.
Returning.
And so, returning guest, right?
I've been on a couple times.
Yeah. Okay.
Returning for the worldwide premiere of us coming. This is going to
be season three. Holy shit.
Oh, that's right.
Season three?
This is
okay.
The
that shows you how much we...
That shows you. I actually forgot about that.
We pay attention.
Until just
I literally,
right now.
We were just talking about it, and I said, oh, yeah, we have, like, two seasons. And this would be the first episode of the
this would be,
season.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to season three.
Tangents.
Of Tangents. Holy
yep.
shit.
As we're 37 seconds in, we haven't started.
Hi, welcome back to Slap Facts. Season three of Slap Facts.
Welcome back to Six Testicles.
So here's a funky one. We're going to change our name again. No, I did think about that, though. I was like, if we did change our name, I would say to guys that never release a podcast until random moments in history for a short, brief bit of time. Then they fall off the earth.
I think that's a little long.
It's
for
a
long,
but I like the concept.
Wait, no.
I like where it's going. It's all a little long.
Here's the idea. Don't worry. So if you say it fast, it's all right. Guys that don't release a podcast for a really long time, except they do in brief little moments, which last 10 seconds, then they fall off the face of the earth, and you might hear from them again.
I was just going to say, this is going to become like a recurring thing. Like, we just come back to this every like 10 years.
We'll put out a couple episodes. We'll have like a bulk recording sesh. And then honestly, I think we'll just keep like a stash of like.
We'll be 80 and we'll publish one. And it'll be like us at 20
us
years
at, like,
old.
20 years old.
He's like, hey guys, boy, the 2070s was crazy.
That was wild. No, yeah. We'll just, we'll have like a bulk storage of all these like unreleased podcasts that we can sell like. Speakeasy porns or something.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Anyway, so here's what I wanted to do for this episode. I wanted to get a dog and kick it a lot and hear it whimper and scream into the mic and just have... But I wanted to blindfold you guys and then have you guys guess the breed of the dog based on how I torture
okay.
it.
I was just about to ask what kind of dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
That
so,
depends. Like, fucking German Shepherd...
I think if it's puppy though.
Puppies.
So I'll rock a puppy. Swear.
Gotcha.
Like, that'd be so easy. That'd be light work. So yeah, I'll bring on what 10 puppies. We'll go on with
10 puppies.
We'll go with 10 puppies.
They're all the same or they're all different?
They're all different breed puppies.
And we have to guess which breed.
I'm just gonna start abusing them. Like maybe some two or three at a time. And you just have to strictly by ear and maybe by taste too. I'll do that for you guys.
Right.
You can taste them, I guess, if you want.
This one tastes like a poodle.
Exactly. See?
Or like
exactly.
Smell their paws.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know
that scent
of a dog's paw? Something very enticing about that.
Okay.
How often do you sniff
someone,
dog paws?
Someone's a dog.
Well, I have two dogs, and I...
He's like,
I'm going to say someone's into bestiality, and then I said pedophile.
Someone's a pedophile.
Not the same
thing.
Well, they're little dogs.
Well, one of them's only one.
You're touching little dogs.
I pet them. They're my dogs.
You pet little dogs?
But I will say...
You only pet little
dogs.
I only pet little
dogs. Well, my
dogs.
Smaller dog is 7, so she's little, but she's a... older than me
you,
in
you,
dog years.
You touch little dogs like
did
that?
You guys, have we talked about this? How, like, I'm pretty sure we have.
Touching little dogs?
No. How, like, dog years is, like, a bullshit concept.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember talking about it. What is it? What's
so
a dog
let me,
year?
Basically,
it's like,
not,
give,
it's
give,
not
for,
a,
for
give
every
me
human,
the slap facts.
For every, quote-unquote, human year, a dog lives the equivalent of 7 years.
That's, like,
that's
what
like
we
the,
all...
That's, like, the myth, right?
And,
no,
and I think that probably stemmed from the fact that, like, most dogs' life expectancies are 12 or 13
dogs
years.
Dogs are like little bitch babies.
And so for the average, like, nowadays, the average human expectancy is, like, 80 to 90. So
oh,
if you
sure.
multiply 12 by 7, you're going to get,
yeah,
like,
you get
fucking...
that number. Yeah, that,
yeah,
that,
that
I
one
can't
number.
Think of. But that one number, that's
and
close.
It's up there.
Yeah. That one
so
number
I feel like
that's
where that came from.
Where are you at?
Well, so I Googled it, and the first thing that comes up is it's actually 5 years. But the last time we talked about this,
okay.
we went pretty deep into it, and the main conclusion was that they just don't live as long as us. Like,
dogs
yeah.
are just
a
pussies.
Human year is a dog year. Like,
okay.
you know how a fly...
yeah, that makes sense.
Like, a fly lives, like, 10 seconds, right? He doesn't live, like, a hundredth of a human day. He
just
lives
no
and dies in 10 seconds.
For sure, for sure.
Dogs...
I don't know how many flies to do that, but yeah.
I don't... Yeah, it's...
Just, yeah.
For sure, for sure.
But yeah, dogs just don't live that long.
There is
yeah.
one other...
it's a simple...
dogs are just fucking weak, and... They get eliminated quicker than we do.
Maybe they started that to be like, oh, it's okay. He's only 7, but he's
like he lived a full
yeah.
life. type.
Yeah, thing. He's 98 in dog years. He's like, no, he's seven.
He's seven.
All right. He's just a shitty owner.
Yeah, no. So other thing, really quick. Now that I'm thinking about getting back into podcasting, we forgot our intro song.
Yeah, no,
we're 5 minutes into it.
Yeah,
this would be the longest.
This would be the longest intro. And
you
honestly,
started talking, and I was like, "Do you not remember your intro?"
No, because we used to do like a bit, and then the intro, like a little hook thing.
Yeah.
So we're gonna.
This is a long.
Let's call this the 5.5 minute hook.
It's far too late for that.
No, we'll throw it in midway.
Or we could just keep going.
We could start it like mid sentence.
We could sing it.
Or we could just keep going and then when they least expect it, throw it in there. like at a random point in the episode.
Oh, yeah. Now that that's out of the way.
And we're back.
Welcome back, you guys. Here's a new bit. I'm going to rip your pants off.
Okay.
And
not really new.
Start eating.
Am I the cameraman?
Start eating what?
Just start eating. And they get to, like, while they're sitting, wherever you guys are listening to this, you get to guess which butthole I'm munching.
Oh, right? Okay.
All right.
No, I thought you were just.
So take your pants off. Or,
I'm
gonna need these, all right?
You know, ever since.
Hey, does it fart?
Like, yes. My asshole? Yeah.
I do.
Well, like,
okay. Very much.
You fart?
Give me dairy.
You fart?
Game over.
You fart like that?
I do. Dude, yeah. I think I'm developing like lactose intolerance from working at Starbucks.
It's not something that...
It's
something you can develop.
Thing. Also...
I didn't used to have it.
Fun fact, Jesus Christ. You're not supposed to do that, remember?
So
you're
Jack
not
just
supposed
had an aneurysm.
To do that.
This is why we should film our podcast.
No, we... yeah.
Dude, that would be so funny if you... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would... Yeah. I want the world to see me fart like that.
That'd be hilarious.
Dude, bro, one of these days, I'm going to sit on the mic and just let it rip. I don't even care if I poop.
Just literally. like, make it a special, like, title it, fart.
No, it's
and publish it.
That's a good one, dude.
Juicy.
That was, no, it was wet.
It's bad because when you start developing lactose, so, like, I don't know, I used to be able to do it better, like...
The rest of the podcast is just part of it.
Right?
We truly have it.
And then one of these times.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
One of these parts is gonna be real. And this is the new game. Which one is real?
Alright, guys, guess the real part. Oh my god.
Do you know my favorite thing to do is. Oh my god, how'd you do that? You know, we really have evolved our maturity.
We used to have this problem too where we would always laugh for like 3 minutes and it got bad.
This is my favorite game in the entire world. I just want everybody to
back,
know. I'm gonna, all right,
back on topic.
I'm gonna make that my bit. So you guys just talk and I'm gonna talk too, but like if just by random chance a massive and loud fart comes to the mic.
Don't acknowledge
it. Just know that it... Well, like, you can laugh, and that's cool, but, like, we, you know, we gotta keep going.
Yeah,
like,
and for you guys, it may or may not be an actual fart.
Yeah, you guys
They'll never know.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is, like, purposely mess up, like, trying to cover up a fart. Like, going like... like...
right?
Drops the textbook. Boom!
Boom. Gets the attention of the room. Oh, gosh. Check this one out.
I did that in front of my girlfriend once. It was the funniest thing ever. I pissed myself.
Did you intentionally...
piss myself. What?
Turn inside on that.
Boy, I pissed myself.
Did you intentionally screw it up, though?
Yeah, I did. Okay. And she made a face at me. And I was like, oh, my God. This is glorious.
Oh, okay.
Having way too much fun yourself.
What's up?
No, it's bad though when you start developing lactose because and you also work at a coffee shop.
You fart in public?
All the time. I fart at work.
I've gotten so good at silently farting.
Do you rip them?
Bro, I was in the gym with Aaron earlier today.
Would you like rip it though?
No.
I'm sorry, like some lawnmower level fart.
I don't really rip. Dude, one time I farted like. Sort like not loud but audible in front of my girlfriend's stepdad.
Ooh. And that's hilarious.
And then I just like didn't look at him, didn't say anything, just kind of walked away. It was just like a short, awkward one. Like we were standing each other, like and I kind of just walked away. No, but he definitely, I could feel him from my, like, peripheral, like, acknowledge that he just, like, he definitely heard a fart, and he knew it was me. I just walked away.
He clocked you at, like a 6-mile-an-hour fart, and you were like, we're just gonna choose to ignore that.
No, I farted, and I saw his head perk up, and I'm like,
you're like,
his head perked up when you heard a
fart. Is that my favorite smell? And
pretty much, yeah.
No, I was at the gym with Aaron, and, you know, I'm listening to earbuds. I'm listening to music. People listen to music, and I had a fart, and I was so close to just ripping because I wasn't thinking about it because I had my music in. And then I was like, would anybody notice? And I looked around, and everybody around me had earbuds, everybody was listening to music. I could have done it,
bro. Social experiment. Go to the gym, put your hands together, and just, like, see who looks.
No, the worst is when, whether it's you or the other dude in this situation, when you're in, like, a public bathroom, and you're, like, at the sink washing your hands, and some dude is just
just juicy as farts.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you about just this blowing experience that shit I just up. Had. So, I went to TJ Maxx, and I had to poop, like... Yeah. Boy, oh boy, did I have to poop.
Did you go to TJ Maxx to go to TJ Maxx, or did you go there to poop?
It was like a half and half.
Okay.
Like I definitely had to pick up some things at TJ Maxx, and I definitely had to shit.
You drew, like, I'm probably going to shit when I get there. You know what I mean?
No, it was like, I'm going to shit when I'm there. It's just whether or not I'm going to grab my items first or shit first. It's going down at the TJ Maxx. Like, that's for sure. Sorry if there's a computer noise in the background. It's because I'm gay. So, yeah, I was like, all right, it's going down one way or the other. I know that. So here's the deal. So I go, and the shit came first, for sure. Like, I was looking around through the aisles, and I was like, gopher in the hole. It's coming out, you know? You gotta run. So I blast into the bathroom. There's a guy shitting on the toilet. There's one toilet. I was like,
sinks.
I was going to say urinal.
No, but no, think about, all right, before I finish the story, think about how awkward that would be if you're shitting in a urinal and... someone walks in on you.
Then they walk out.
I know this is kind of foul, but, like, and they won't be able to see, but show me the face. I want to see the exact face you'd make if you're shitting in a urinal and a guy walks in on you. All right.
No, it's probably the same shit. I'm like,
you gotta just give him the shoulder shrug.
Now, if I were the dude.
Yeah, all right. Now show me your face. You walk in on a guy.
As soon as I walk in, I'm like, all right, I'm walking right back out.
Turn around, walk in. Okay.
You know what? I'll go at home.
All right, so I'm gonna walk in there, tickle his balls, and then walk out. Like, not in a, like, pedophilia way, but I'm just like, give him a tickle. You know, give him a hey, I'm here. I'm gonna make my presence known, and I'm gonna, like, let him leave.
Right.
Like, we'll go through this together, and then I'm gonna.
You didn't even go in there to use the bathroom. You just wanted to tickle his balls.
I just wanted to give the man some support.
I just came in to watch, to be honest. You ever go to the bathroom just to watch?
No. It's like a, like, just code red emergency every time I go to the bathroom, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Sometimes I just like to sit in the bathroom, and the second the door opens, scream as loud as I can.
I've almost shit my pants at work, like, several times. Because the thing is, I'm becoming lactose.
That would happen to us at
I work at a coffee shop. I'm like...
You poop at work?
I have once. But because...
You pooped your pants at work?
No.
He's like, yeah, the shit rolled down my leg and the tire twisted.
Oh, right? God.
No, because you know
listeners, mind you, me and Colin worked at K1 Speed, the go-karting place. It's an American thing for all of our non-American listeners.
Does K1 go-karting is nationwide?
Go-karting is international. K1. That's American.
Very newly international, actually.
Where did we open?
We have K1's one in, like, international. France, I think.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That's, I don't know why I'm saying we.
Shout out to K1 Speed. Go France.
No, because one of our toilets was always screwed up.
Oh, and that.
And so
still
if somebody, yeah, and so if somebody's shitting in the other one, and you gotta go.
Yeah,
you're out of luck.
I've seen someone hold up the ladies' room.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm a man, I have to shit, and they're like, is the ladies' room empty? I just mispronounced that super badly. Is the ladies' room empty? Yeah. And we're like, no, and he's like, empty it. And so we, like, push women out of the women in the bathroom using it. We're like, get out. He's got to go. He walks in, nukes it. I'm pretty sure I saw, like, three women walk in, turn around and walk out. Because it's
dude, no, yeah. Like, if I was that guy, and I don't know if I'd force people to get out.
I would kill myself.
But no, if I were that guy and there was no one in the women's room, either that or someone's like has to clean my shit off the floor. I'm going in the. I've like accidentally like used the women's room like a handful of times in my life. Anyway,
when did you realize it?
As you're walking.
When
out.
It was too late, I was like going to the bathroom. And I'm like, how come there's no urinals in here? And it's not like disgusting in here either.
And you're like, why does it smell?
He's like, actually nice. Not that bad. There's no there's no phone numbers on the wall or graffiti carved into the toilet.
There's no
seat.
Giant dicks on.
What is this? Place?
And you're like, why is it kind of fresh in here?
Yeah.
And then, didn't you have more to your TJ Maxx story?
I did.
Okay, going back to TJ Maxx.
Yeah. Well, so a guy walks in. I'm shitting. Get close to the mic and do that.
No.
No. I'm going to pause my story. Get close to the mic.
We're not doing that.
No,
right
no,
now.
Get close to the mic.
No.
We can,
why would
bro,
you do
I'm
that?
Gonna... Get close to the mic and do that. I bet someone in Nicaragua thinks that you sound like a helicopter.
Fuck off.
No, go ahead. We're moving the mic. Sorry about any...
Oh my God! It's right there.
All right, no, okay, you're good. Just take a breath. No,
can you say it for me? Because I can't laugh. Just ask him if it's.
Oh, okay. So host Benny wants to know if you listeners think that he sounds like a helicopter.
I can't do him.
Compose yourself.
Fuck. See, every time you ask me to do it, I feel like an idiot. But like when I'm like alone,
so just start doing it. We'll
be making. We'll I'll finish starting my TJ Maxx. You okay. Just get on the mic and blow it.
You can't look at me. Like okay, pretend no, I'm not.
I'm a, we're gonna be
two
here
people in
the
room.
Yeah,
you and me.
No, it's cool. So okay, I'm at the TJ Maxx and I'm pooping.
Yeah.
And so on the stall.
Damn it.
Okay, so on the stall, written on the stall. I don't. And it, so mind you. Avengers, Endgame. And
you guys are fucked. That definitely sounds like a helicopter.
we'll ask our audience.
Secretly, we're recording in an airport, and that is a helicopter going by.
Yeah, actually, guys, welcome to the airport.
Exactly.
It's called the airport.
Located.
That'd be sick. I would love to record an episode in the airport.
That'd be rad.
That'd
Let's
be
do
awful.
It. Yeah, it'd be horrible background noise. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So written on the stall, back to Avengers. You know how that's, like, over? Like, that's gone? Yeah. Like, I know Marvel's coming out with new stuff, but it's really over after Endgame. Yeah, so, you know, I hadn't heard anything about that in, 50,000 years. And written on the bathroom stall is, Thanos was right. And I was like, that's funny. And I'm, like, mid-poop, and that's funny. So this guy walks in the bathroom. He's, you hear the belt coming down. He starts unloading and peeing. And I'm sitting in the stall. And I definitely sat there and debated for, like, a good 30 seconds. I was like, I should just say it out loud. I should just read it. Because could you imagine being the guy on the other end of that? Where you walk in. It's a normal bathroom. Kind of grimy. And, you see the feet under the stall. Like, yeah. All right, there's a guy pooping. Whatever, big deal. And then, you start your stream, and halfway through, you just, man, Thanos was right. Like, even in TJ Maxx.
In my head, I was thinking, like, you're peacefully pissing. You're like, Thanos was right.
Yeah, so
I feel like it's better if you're just, like, contemplating life. You're just like, man, Thanos was right.
Like, yeah, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, and here's what makes it worse, is I start to laugh before saying it. I start to laugh, and so now there's this psycho on the toilet that this guy doesn't know. He's
funny thing.
I'm trying to like hide it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to hide my laugh. I'm like,
he probably thinks you're trying to like grunt
your
shit out.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to. Like, this guy thinks there's a baby coming out of me, and then I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. And I'm like, I cleared my throat too. Like, I swear to you, I cleared my throat, and I was like, Thanos was right. And there was a long, like, just...
Right.
Pause. And then I was like, I was sitting there, I was like, please, please, please. In my head, I'm like, just say something. And he goes, what? And I was like, he says, what? I was like...
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I was, oh, hey, man. What do you think? I'm like, Thanos was right? And he's like, I don't get it. And I was like, Thanos, the guy... He was right. And then, the interaction didn't go much past that. But I like to think that I made a friend that day. And, You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stinky. So, what were you going to say earlier?
Last time I was at the airport.
Stinky.
Fuck, where was I?
I'm made of so much money.
I think I was coming back from... I was at JFK in New York.
Okay, yeah.
and we were about to go through TSA, but I'm like, wait, hold on. I will be right back. I have to take a shit. I gotta take a shit.
Make a stinky.
So I go into the bathroom. I gotta go make a stinky. I go into the bathroom. I go into the bathroom, and the bathroom is like popping. It's like full, but it's a big bathroom. There's like,
it's an airport bathroom.
Eight stalls. Eight stalls, 10 urinals.
You're like cruising.
Four hand wash stations. Yeah, so I pick one of the available stalls. Fun fact, the stalls closer to the door are cleaner.
Yeah, because nobody wants to use them.
Exactly.
Same thing with urinals.
So I pick one of those.
And the short ones.
I'm shitting, right?
All
right. And honestly, I had to shit bad. I thought I did. It was mostly gas. So I'm sitting there for a good 5 minutes, just like fucking polluting the air. And it's funny because there are a lot of people in the bathroom. Like, all the stalls are full. People washing their hands, people walking in and out. I'm just like giggling on the toilet seat because it's like.
Oh, here, I got you. I got you. Here, you just poke me on like a soundboard.
Pretty much. No, it was like
the rest of your conversation, just poke me.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there giggling because like it's just happening over and like it doesn't stop. I had so much gas. The most gas.
Until eventually you're shitting so much your shit is laughing.
That was
the story.
Pretty much. No, and also I like waited.
You sound like you're suffocating a pig.
After I was done, I had waited until I think like there were a whole new set of people in the bathroom. Oh, and then you... So I didn't have to like face anyone who like that. Jesus. So I didn't have to like face anyone that heard me fart.
You wait till you hear the door open and close a couple times.
Yeah, right, there were six people in here.
I'll do that with like small bathrooms in public, right?
No, yeah.
Like even just for the smell, like I'm like, I can't walk out. Like,
yeah.
You'll hear someone walk in to go to the urinal, right?
Like, now I gotta wait till the guy leaves. Yeah.
But what's the worst is when somebody's waiting for the stall. Like you're shitting and you're just like fucking ripping it in there. And then somebody like you, when people like pull on the door to the stall, when they come in, and you're like, oh, I'm in here.
That's super aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, fuck you, but and then you know that they're standing there, and they're smelling what you're producing.
Yeah,
you just have to run out.
I think that
when you finish, you just have to just.
I think at that point, I would counter his aggressiveness by like I'd be like, oh, to make him run away, you know.
You ever grunt in the bathroom?
Yeah,
on purpose.
Like someone's in there and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I've done that, dude.
You know, let me tell you,
like sex groans, like.
Oh.
All right. I feel like that's gonna put a bad visual in our audience's head, but you know,
no,
on the toilet.
I've heard like
we you know when the poop felt so good that you moan.
Yeah,
like coming out.
Yeah,
like dude, oh, I've laid some lovely all logs the time. Recently.
I laid especially with like Aaron.
Yeah,
is when you're in a public bathroom. Like you know how like when we drove up to Montana, right?
Yeah.
We all have to go to the bathroom. And so one person goes in, and we know that one of our buddies is in there. So we're like, yo, how's the shit going?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah,
not your friend. Or, like, there's other people in there.
Oh.
And you're just, like, having casual conversation
like,
when there's
up,
other people in the bathroom.
Yeah, that ass spread or what?
And
then,
right?
The guy's like, oh, excuse me? Sorry?
He's like,
somebody else is in here.
No, dude, you know what?
Dude,
like,
that's always the worst feeling. I'm sorry. Going off of that, you ever done that? And then I run away.
Oh yeah, bro, you have to leave.
I was in like a Home Depot.
Like not even just like out the restroom, like leave the place.
I borderline leave the city. Yeah, I did that at a Home Depot. Like,
oh God.
I was with someone and I said something very stupid like that. I was like, ass bread and shit falling. How's it going, buddy? And then I just heard there's that silence. That's when you know you're like, oh shit, like
yeah,
this is definitely
not, like,
not,
not my buddy.
Yeah. I had that moment and then I was like, oh shit, but I did want to wait for the response. And the guy was like, hey man. Like, it was just kind of one of those, like, hey man.
Like,
hey,
I'm not your friend.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know you.
I don't know you. And I was like, bro, I almost like, not in a weird way. I almost waited for him to come out just because I froze. I was like,
oh, I would have, because I have to kill him now.
Swear, dude.
Yeah. He can't walk. He's not leaving this bathroom.
He can't leave the bathroom, let alone the city. I'm gonna stab him.
No, my favorite. You know what? Okay. I'm gonna get a poop knife. Favorite things are those like shit pranks. So like, you're in a stall. You go into a bathroom. You go into one of the stalls.
Nutella.
And there's a guy. Yeah.
What?
Or oh no, the like, hey man. Can I have some toilet paper? And he's like, what the fuck? Yo!
Dude,
what the fuck?
I want to do that so bad.
No, me, or like the dude, Hershey so shit funny. In like the bottle. And you like spray it on their ankle. Like,
oh, dude. That would be so funny.
She's like, yo, what the
fuck? Dude, you gotta like, for those, so you gotta like run in, slam the door, and like be like, look, making it seem like you're trying to. You're just trying to rip your pants off.
Oh my god.
Like to like sit on the shitter and then do that. Dude. So like you didn't make it to the toilet and you shit on their leg.
So funny.
Don't listen to this episode if you're like in a library or
if you're in a
this
library,
is a little
or,
like
or
for
if,
that.
If you have a disclaimer at the beginning. Yeah. No, here's I'll be foul and put the disclaimer at the very end. Like oh, also by the way, if you have earbuds or in a quiet place, sorry. Yeah. Sorry
for sure not out loud.
Yeah, never play this out loud.
This episode is not safe for work.
Yeah, not safe for work. If you're in your car, sorry if we blow out your speaker. I don't know how loud these farts are going to come through.
If you're like cruising with the windows down right now.
Yeah, blast this.
You know what
turn
I want? Here's what I want so badly is for someone to be listening to our podcast in the car, windows down, pull up at the red light, and all they hear, like max volume, is that super fart I just did.
Yeah.
And it just blows their speakers out, and the guy next to them looks over at them like, what the fuck just happened to you, dude?
Totally.
I want that to happen.
Totally different line with that. But imagine, like, we're driving around. Like, we are driving around.
Okay.
Pull up to a red light. We're windows down. Not cranking music, but, like, we're just chilling. Just chilling. Like, whatever. And somebody pulls up next to you, and you hear your podcast.
Oh, that would be so epic. Car,
right?
Dude, I would, like, come.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think that alone would get me an orgasm.
So, for those of you that know where we live.
Yeah, if you know us and, like, just find me and be playing my podcast, and I will maybe act out.
Here's a challenge. Based off of the hints that you've picked up from our, like, episode catalog, try and find us. Like, try and find us. Like,
stalk us.
Hey, you know what?
Figure it
Come
out.
Come after me, dude.
Like, you know where...
I can take
it. Like, because of this episode, you know where I work. Yeah, there's a lot of them. But you also... I mean, you can probably guess.
Yeah, you know where we work.
Yeah.
You know where we're from.
You could probably find us.
Yeah.
So, find us.
Yeah. So,
please.
All I'm saying is bring it on. I have helmets easily accessible to me, so you don't know what's coming for you. And my boy here, he's got hot coffee. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up, come after me, bro. I'll take you. That's light work. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun doing this. I'm going to wrap it up. And
this was a great way to return.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, welcome. Season 3. I think it's funny. Look, I'm not suggesting a name change, but we have 6 testicles.
Yes.
No, and if we I feel like if we do change again, then we'd have to go back to 6 testicles.
If we ever changed again, not only would it have to be 6 testicles, I would also have to kill myself and you'd have to get another host.
On that note, ladies
I feel like I'm responsible for that, like for these name changes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's on me. And so, yeah, just so our
I feel like we both, like... I mean, you were this most recent one. Because we were always like, we should change our name again. And we, like, never should have. We should have never changed our name.
We should have just stuck it. We should have just stuck it.
I think one of us came with... Slapfacts was a bad name.
Facts.
Tangents is okay.
It's way better.
This is a tangent. This is a tangent. I can live with tangents. No, and then I guess...
No, it's actually a very fitting name.
Yeah, it works. I don't think you should change it. It works. And if you do, it has to be back to 6 testicles.
Tangents, 6 tangent testicles. 6 testicles.
6 testicle tangents.
Six juicy tangent testicles. With gerboys.
Gerboys. Gerballs. Gerbils. The gerbils.
Gerbil Jeep, sorry.
Gerbil. No, and I guess just to close out, I don't know if we've ever actually... This story might already be on our podcast, and I apologize if it is. But there was this one time, and I think the reason why we ever changed it from six testicles not only was because we never had six testicles, but was there was this one time when we started this podcast when we were in high school.
Well, wasn't Aaron also supposed to be a host?
He was.
Then he always bailed.
Yeah, he's a lame fuck.
Yeah no facts. Aaron, if you're listening to this, I'm gonna crunch your asshole with a.
Anyways, your story. Press. Sorry.
And then word. I'm gonna drive a screwdriver down your foot.
Word.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think one of the other big reasons, at least for me, that I wanted to change it is because someone asked about our podcast, and it was like a substitute teacher.
Yes.
I know. Yes. Our old choreographer did.
That's what it was. It was her. We had a choreographer, and she was like, we somehow it came up that we had a podcast, and she was like, oh, what's it called? Like, I'll listen to it. And I remember
I was there, and I looked at you. I was like,
you're like, is he really going to say it?
No, it's all funny games until someone's like, oh, what's it called? I'm like, forget to say anything.
Yeah, I was like, actually, I lied. I don't have a podcast. No, yeah, I definitely like stood there for a second, contemplated about whether or not, you know, I was a high schooler, and I was looking at like someone who was kind of a teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's called Six Testicles. But then I remember she was really cool about it. Yeah, she was like, okay, like, if that's your name, own it. Like, you're six testicles. And that was a really weird thing to hear in high school, where someone was like, you're six testicles.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. Like,
she really got us going.
Yeah, no, she was like, six testicles, loud and proud. And I was like, six fucking testicles, dude. Which was, and then we promptly changed the name.
Yeah.
Not because of that, but just, you know, I was like, well, we're done. We're short two sets. We're short two tests.
Sorry, I'm like dead ass yawning when I do that.
That's cool. But yeah, basically it was like, well, not only are we short two testicles, I also don't want to be telling people this for the rest of my life that this podcast is called Six Testicles. And now thinking about it.
That would have been great.
That would have been great, but now anyone who first hears our podcast, I think we introduced it, like, episode one as Six Testicles. Also, the audio quality of episode one sucks. There's a fan
because you guys recorded it.
It was
summer.
In my living room, and it was, like, there's, like, a shop fan.
It's awful. But also, like, people now see our podcast as tangents. They play the first episode. Hi, welcome to Six Testicles. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like,
did I click on the right one? Like
that's so misleading. We should do, like, a content cleanse.
Either that, or we can put it in, like, our bio, or, like,
if previous names, list.
Yeah, right, I have a list of, like, all these names. Yeah, anyway.
Just, like, current name.
Current name, tangents, former name, testicles.
Formerly known as the Testicles of Six.
The Testicles of Six, formerly known as the Slap Facts. L name, don't know. Yeah. I don't know how we came across that, but that one sucked. Well, now that we're at our 26-minute mark of just section 31. Two. Yeah, 31. Yeah.
Section 2, yeah.
Yeah, so happy we had that. Happy to be back. I had a lot of fun recording this, and I think it would be fun to continue.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, these boys make me so hard, and I just want to continue that boner. It's like a Viagra. Like, you guys are like my Viagra. You keep me hard.
And this podcast is what fuels your Viagra.
This fuels my, penis feels
playing the podcast
so good.
Gets me out.
I really get going on the podcast. Like I just want the audience. Every single time I've recorded a podcast, I've been absolutely stone hard the entirety of the recording session.
Bricked.
Absolutely, just rock hard.
Yeah.
I think it's important that anyone who hears this podcast, if you've made it all the made it all the way to season 3 and you're here listening
and
right now,
still listening to this
still
episode
listening
after
like
5 times
after your speakers getting blown out and you not laughing that hard because I don't know why, if you're not laughing at this, you're stupid. And I back that with my heart, spine, and penis, that if you don't laugh at this podcast, I hate your guts and you're stupid.
You're also racist.
Facts. You're racist. You support a lot of bad guys that do bad things to good people. And so maybe that bad guy that's going to do bad things will do bad things to you.
Yeah.
You piece of trash. Anyway, love
guys.
My audience.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that
we love you guys.
Listen to us, support us.
Good to be back. Maybe in the next 5 episodes, we'll all have kids.
The next like 50 years, you guys will know a little bit more about our lives. Or not. Or maybe they'll have found us and we'll be dead.
What if one day our podcast becomes like the clue to solving the mystery of all of our like horrible murders?
That would be so funny. That would be so great. That'd be sick. You know what? Bro, that might be worth dying for.
Yeah, no, I would die for that.
I would commit serious crimes if it
meant... All right, so listeners here, if anybody's a serial murderer...
Whoever minds... Oh, sorry. That was too loud. whoever manages to find us, just viciously murder all of us, and don't forget to like leave a clue about this podcast.
Yeah, like mention the podcast so that they know to look at the podcast.
Leave a note like I killed these guys. By the way, they have a podcast.
Yeah, like carve into our chest just tangents,
or like Spotify.
Yeah.
Well, there's three of us, so. Tangents, slap facts, and six
testicles. Bro, facts, you put that in all of our bodies for life.
I call dibs on not having slap facts.
Six testicles.
I was going to say I'll take six testicles.
All right, I'll put slap facts on both above both of my nipples in an arch, but I'll take that hit.
Nice. All right. Well, that being said.
lastly, sorry, I know we keep concluding this, and I promise you on...
30-minute mark. Let's go.
We're at 35. Where would you want tangents carved on your body, Benny?
Ooh, tangents. Either like an arch across my back, like my shoulder blades.
Oh, facts.
Or...
No slap.
Or like starting at my left shoulder, but going down in like a tangent.
Oh, that would be, like, that'd be kind of right rad. Nipple. That'd be kind of rad. Maybe. Where would you put success? I feel like the shaft.
But I feel like that wouldn't be appreciated enough.
Oh, okay.
It needs to be somewhere like bold. Like that's where like chest, because it's like
it's
you find the body and it's right there, like big bold.
You could do right above your waistline. You could do an arch over the base of your cock.
Yeah, or like you could do six testicles like, with an arrow pointing to your cock.
Unbutton and like you just cock out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I think on me, I would want slap over one nipple, facts over the other one. And then just like a cute little dotted or like a chain.
Yeah.
Would connect.
Or like carve a Spotify. You know how Spotify will give you codes?
The code.
Carve your Spotify code in your chest with it.
I'll put a Spotify code on my dick.
Yeah.
I might tap that one on, and then when I'm dead and flaccid, you know, you just gotta pull my dick out and scan it and like snap a pic. Dude, necrophilia dick pics. That would go unbelievably hard. Anyway, we're gonna head out. Thanks for listening, I guess. Yeah. Please continue to support us after all this vulgar poop talk.
Yep.
Good night, everybody. Good night, goodbye, and good morning.
Have a great day.